Hello and welcome to the Airbuzz Podcast. I'm high, you're not. My name is Jamel.
My name is Mike Benner. Happy basketball, Jamel.
Happy basketballies.
Peter is not with us once again. He's, I think he's visiting with parents. We wish him well.
He doesn't know whose parents they are, but he's seeing someone's parents.
He's visiting with somebody's parents. We're all somebody's parent.
Yeah. It's like somebody's baby.
Yeah.
But with the parents.
It's like somebody's daughter at like a strip club. Mm-hmm. I think that was one of my favorite throwaway jokes and something I've written is like there's a strip club called somebody's daughter.
Wow. Why? Wow. What type of pocket are you trying to hit?
This was literally in a script where a father was trying to take his son and daughter to get lunch after getting the son out of prison.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like this.
They had a very good buffet at somebody's daughter in the world of this show.
Ooh. Shouts out to our local affiliate. Shit. What's the place? Lou Will's?
Oh, Magic City.
There we go. Wow.
Jamel, do you think the Clippers should consider changing their names to the Los Angeles Spearmint Rhinos?
Absolutely, I think it should be considered. I think there should be a one-hour meeting about it.
I was just thinking, like, what could give them their own identity? Right now, their identity is what the fuck is a Clipper and what the who the fuck cares because they're the like the little brother of Los Angeles. There's not really Clipper ships here in LA. That was a San Diego thing. We're not in San Diego anymore. What do you do when you graduate high school and you go to college? You kind of reinvent yourself, right?
Certainly. Start wearing a beret.
It's time for the loser little brother to go to college, step out of the shadow of their big brother,
yeah,
and become a guy that goes to strip clubs. So let's change it to the Los Angeles Spearmint Rhinos. We could have like candy-colored rhinoceroses as the mascot. We know Kawhi loves a strip club. We got that sponsorship deal in the bag already.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I love it.
And then what would the sponsor be on the jersey? Just the Spearmint Rhino logo?
I think no. So Bumble is what it is right now. If they're
they could do dick pills. Put some dick pills up there.
That was where I was going with it. We are on the same page. I was like some kind of like whatever the craziest gas station dick pill that you see that has like a missile with like a grin on it.
Yeah, you're putting the fucking Billy the Bullet from Mario Kart into your dick.
Yeah, I think so. What are the best ones? Power Zen. There is actually Rhino 69. Is a dick pill.
Hold on. Power Zen is a way to fuck. I think that's something that we're all trying to achieve. All
right. So Los Angeles Spearmint Rhinos and brought to you by Power Zen. And I think that gives you instantly a brand new identity and a lot of attention. What are Lakers fans going to be like? We don't like strip clubs.
Yeah, they can't say they don't like strip clubs. Yeah. It's where they were all conceived. Roastini.
Fuck you, Lakers fans. We're looking at you, A-Face.
Yeah, as I say this in my Lakers Karl Malone jersey.
Yeah, just kidding. Actually, I think I'm more of a Lakers fan than a Clippers fan.
I'm fully on the train now. Yeah. Just to be in a city at the time a titles won. Like, when D.C. won, I was here. So I wasn't in the town.
Yeah.
So, like, even with there not being a parade, it's still sick. I've been downtown to buy bootleg T-shirts twice already.
Yeah.
I got some flame down there.
I saw that, what was it? Mamba? It was, like, the snake championship with the five rings on it.
The Lord of the Rings shirt?
Oh, right. And it's, like, a giant Black Mamba snake wrapping around Kobe, and on the snake there are five rings.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a five-headed snake. It's actually, I think it's just like a bundle of snakes.
Is it weird to call Kobe Lord of the Rings when there are players with more rings than him?
I mean, that means he's the Lord. He's not the King of the Rings.
I guess that's a good point. I don't know the hierarchy or the flowchart in the corporation, but in the book Lord of the Rings, is the Lord the high? Who is the Lord of the Rings? I don't know this. I don't know any of this shit. I don't.
Well,
I've never read the books.
Me neither.
I haven't watched me the neither. Movies since I was like a kid.
All I know, yeah. What the fuck? They walk around, some trees start fucking talking. I think the point is everybody's the Lord of the Ring.
Wait, is it Lord of the Ring or Lord of the Rings?
It's Lord of the Rangs.
Lord of the Rango, starring Johnny Depp.
Wow. Whoa. Damn. Forgot about
we
Rango.
Should, oh, God. I wish Mad TV was still around because we could probably get away with a Lord of the Rango sketch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we would have to get in a time machine and go back to whenever Rango was out.
I think Rango was like an early, mid-2000s.
Okay. Yeah. Or at least, is Rango on Netflix right now? Somebody let us know if they see Rango.
I don't know. Yeah, if you've watched Rango recently on a streaming service, hit us up at Airbuds Pod on Twitter. Let us know. Except... we won't be able to answer for the next 3 days and change. Because, Jamel, I apologize. I got at Airbuds Pod on Twitter suspended for calling our president racist, which...
Is that exactly what you said?
I think I also called him an attention whore.
Okay. He got the whore part.
Nothing. I didn't say anything inaccurate or wrong. I went back. I challenged the suspension. And they said okay. No. And yeah. So if you go to Renegade Airbuds on Twitter, at Renegade Airbuds, that's where we're going to be tweeting for the next couple days. Got like 25 followers on there. Not a ton of engagement, but.
Yeah. We're the only basketball podcast with a burner account that's not cracking.
Yeah.
Our shit is intentionally not popping because when we use it, we are running from the feds.
I mean, honestly, it's on brand for us to have anything not popping.
Yeah. Yeah. What are you talking about? We're the not poppingest guys.
I think our brand is like highly entertaining, not popping at all.
That's honestly it. I've been trying to figure out what to write in the reviews, and I will be writing that tomorrow.
Thank you. Now that we brought up Twitter, we've gotten so deep into this episode without doing any business. If you go to Apple Podcasts, please give us a 5-star review. We will read whatever you write in that review on the air. Go to patreon.com/airbudspod for $5 a month. You get bonus episodes. You get videos. You get DJ sets that Jamel makes. You get access to our Slack chat where we are talking basketball, a lot of politics and how they intersect with basketball recently, which has been fun and interesting. Mm-hmm. A lot of gear talk. Jamel, what's your favorite piece of gear that's been thrown in there?
The WNBA shorts.
Oh, those are tight as fuck.
The New Jersey sets shorts.
Yeah.
Those shits are crazy.
I think I might go grab them, like, actually. I think I have a tab.
They're
open.
$75, but it's like, fuck it. At least they have fucking pockets.
Yeah.
Because all of my best shorts don't have pockets.
They're beautiful. And they got the three trophies on them. That's a pretty tight piece of gear. And $5 a month gets you access to all of that. Gets you access to links that where you can spend more money on shorts you don't need.
Yeah, more time in front of a screen with us, your new digital friends.
And let me tell you, like, I'm thankful for our patrons. Because of one of our patrons, I have a florist and a wedding cake maker lined up for my wedding coming up.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. This shit is, we're building relationships. This is like a fraternity, like, without any of, like, the misogyny or the hazing or the sexual assault.
Yeah, this is a simp-ternity. for sure.
Yeah, this is a simp-ternity. That's a really good. Yo, thank
you're welcome.
You.
Jamel, what's new with you, man? There's not a lot of basketball going on. I'm saying let's catch up a little bit.
Man, what is new with me? I mean, I'm just getting back into this little LA routine. The air quality's still fucked up, but I'm just getting my miles up, getting my steps up.
The air quality has really been fucked up. But you say you're getting back into the LA routine because you went out of town like 3 months ago, or because?
Yeah, I went out of town 3 months ago, and just then I came back, and then I didn't go outside for a month. Then I couldn't go outside for
a month. Fires.
The fires and the flames. Now I'm like just going outside again.
How's that been?
That's what I'm up to. It has been all right. Went downtown a couple times, checking out bootlegs, and I forgot. You know, it's still like people outside.
Oh yeah.
I forgot that people are outside. People was moving around. And a dude, I forgot that, like, there's still, like, people, like hustling outside of COVID-related things.
I mean, there are a lot of people who, like, due to either necessity or just, you know, willful disobedience, have their lives have not been affected by COVID that much. They have not been in a pandemic like the rest of us. And there's, you know, I think if you have the means to stay inside and quarantine and you say, fuck it, I don't care, I'm going to go endanger other people, then you're an asshole. But if you're just like, if I don't go out and hustle these shirts, I can't fucking eat, then like I'm saying, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I mean, this dude rolled up on me and Dan Hardigan, a friend of the program. We was down there, and dude rolled up on us on a bicycle, and his name was
Michael something. Bicycle.
Yeah, you know, Timmy Turner on the Schwinn. Old dude comes up on us singing, and he's like, "Hello, fellas. I need to talk to you." And then he was like, yeah, what did he like, you know when someone's trying to like get money from you and they're just like, they throw like 1,000 facts at you? You know what I'm saying?
No, like, yeah, I know. Like, dude, there's like, just like, I have to catch the train. It's leaving in 5 minutes. Also, I didn't graduate high school, but I'm going back to community college. And if I don't get on the train, then I might miss, like, yeah, I know what you mean. And you're just like, I'll give you $2 to end this conversation.
Yeah, it was pretty tight. He had like, dude had like 5 levels to his shit. And he didn't bring out, he had a binder on him.
When someone has a binder, when someone comes up to you on the street with a binder, like, get out as fast as you can.
Oh, as soon he wrote like, from like 30 feet away, I was like, yo, I spotted that fucking binder. And I was just like,
glistening
God
in
damn.
The sun, the corner of it sticking out of his backpack. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. His name was like, LC or something. And he had like a, he was also wearing a mesh. He was wearing a red mesh button up. Said he was locked up, just got out. He's working with kids. He's trying to get kids off drugs. And he named fentanyl specifically. Then he pulled out the binder and started. He was like, "Here's the numbers with the kids, and here's how many of them are on the stuff, you see." And boom, 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 boom. And then when did he say? He said he was a Crip general for 40 years.
For 40
and
years,
he said he was 40 years deep, and he had a red mesh button up.
And he just
now,
got
I don't
out.
Know much. And he had
so either this guy that rode up to you on a bike trying to hustle is like 80 years old, or he became a Crip general at the age of 4.
Yeah. He said he had 40 years in. He's got stripes. The mesh part was more concerning right. than the color of the button.
Is that it's yeah. So either you caught him in a severe lie because he says I'm 40 years in with the Crips and I'm wearing a blood red mesh button up shirt, which sounds fucking tight.
Mesh, double mesh button up, man.
Or he said fuck gang life so hard. I'm going to force myself to wear the color that for 40 years I told myself I hate it.
I mean, these are all possibilities. Yeah. It was some of the finest work I'd ever seen, but it was not the best one I ever... Because he kind of... Once he pulled out the binder, I was like, look, man, we don't got it. And he was just like, all right. It just rolled off. You got to just get out. And then one... Okay, so like... 6 years ago I was in DC or something and I was just like high walking around and this dude walked up on me by the train station and he was acting like he knew me when I was a kid. You ever had somebody act like they knew you when they were a kid?
Yeah. I've had people be like we went to elementary school together before when I was like in college on the subway.
This dude was like, oh, hey, man. Oh, what's going on, Brian? I ain't seen you since you was little, man. You should hang out with your dad, man. It was crazy. And then I got locked up. You know, I just got out. He gave me a little, hooked me up with a little bump bump. And I gave him a dollar just because it was like, oh, man, I had never seen this move before. I was just like, awesome. Then I saw him a year later in Target. And he tried to pull the same thing. He was like, hey, what's up, man? It's been a minute.
And you're like, I gave you a dollar a year ago.
No, I was just like, oh yeah, man, it has. what's my... I was like, yeah, it's crazy. Hey, what's my name again? And he was just like, Darnell. And I was just like, nah, bro, just come on, man. I'm in line in Target.
You know what?
Upstairs, electronics shit. Department.
Getting like a PS4 game?
Yeah.
Well, then he knows you have income to waste.
Yeah, man, I'm buying Roblox.
I think the scariest scam, in a way, is the kids selling candy bars outside of grocery stores. Because, you know, they're like they're raising money for their basketball team. If I don't, I'll generally just like hand them a bill and walk away. But if I don't have cash, I have to be like, sorry, man. I'm afraid because kids nowadays are so fucking funny. I'm worried that a 13-year-old that has had access to Twitter since they were 5 years old is going to roast me beyond my life. Like, I'm just worried that they're going to make fun of me and that I'm going to be embarrassed and carry that weight for the next 5 weeks that a 12-year-old hustling candy bars outside of a grocery store just fucking called me Hank Hill and then I'm done.
I'm just worried the kids ain't getting they proper cut off the Easter Seal candy bars.
They're all fucking working for some Fagin type character that just...
Yeah, man, like Shredder, like the money goes back to the Ninja Turtles lair.
Yeah. There was one time I asked, like, I did ask a kid, like, what the name of his team was. And you know that meme of, like, the kid who, like, it's like the little, like, chubby kid who's like, oh, shit, what it was, shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's basically what this kid did when I said, what's your team name?
You get D's and F's.
Yeah. What are we talking about? This is a podcast about basketball.
Yeah. Oh, here's something. You know how the Clippers, I think we said this before. The Clippers should renovate the Forum, become the Inglewood Clippers, and then they'll have their own identity.
Well, Jamel, you know they're
it'll still be LA.
They're kind of doing that already, right?
I mean,
they're
moving. But are they going to be the Inglewood Clippers?
I don't know if they're. I think they are going to be. Is it the Inglewood Clippers? I think I remember reading something that they might change their name from Los Angeles to either the South LA Clippers or another name. But they're not remodeling the Forum, even though Steve Ballmer bought it, right?
Yeah, they're just doing some new shit next
door. I think they're just doing new shit next door, which is sad. I think the Forum is such a tight fucking place, and I mean, if the Clippers want it to, like, you know, garner goodwill from L.A. natives and Lakers fans, they would bring back basketball to the Forum. But there's simply not enough concession shit there, honestly. That's all it is, I think.
I mean, that's fine, man. Fuck that building. I wasn't in there. I don't know Goldie Hawn. Fuck out of here.
What did I see? I saw Kendrick at the Forum for some show. I think it was like
man. That's a miss by me, not catching a show at the Forum.
It's not too late. They're not going to tear it down.
Oh, okay.
Well, actually, it might be too late. Live music is dead. Yeah. Here's an update for me. I went and saw live music indoors on Friday, Jamel.
Jesus, Benner, what the hell, bro? You're a fucking radical.
It was fucking
dude.
Crazy. Friend of the pod that's never been on the pod, Open Mike Eagle, put out a very excellent new record last Friday. It's called Anime Trauma Divorce. It's very raw hip-hop, very vulnerable, the beats are all fucking, there's like some of my favorite beats in years are on that record.
Yeah, he did some things. He got some good little things. Got some things moving
around. Very good record. But Mike invited me and a small number of other people to come and watch his record premiere / one-man show live stream. It was hard to describe what it was. It was basically like, it was the distillation of his career in a way where it was like rap music and also comedy. And he would like perform a song and then go over to another mic and kind of like do a monologue before getting into another song. It's essentially just a normal rap show with, you know, in between song banter, except it felt like you were, you know, in a black box theater. But anyways, yeah, we were in this 100 seat theater in LA, 9 people spread out among the crowd. I was watching Mike perform a lot of these fucking killer new songs. And I felt like very excited to just be seeing a rap show again, just be seeing live music, seeing someone perform. And then I think very excited that like I might die. Like, ooh, like I'm not one of those people that like wants to fuck outside in public, but I feel like that, like the feeling I got watching a rap show in a pandemic inside is the same feeling some guy gets by being like, jerk me off in the Gap dressing room, you know?
Okay. Yeah. That's, I guess I understand what you're saying. I've done a couple things inside. Like back in on the East.
Yeah.
And it was probably closer quarters than where you was talking about.
Yeah, this was like, again, I was very far away from everyone else. We were pretty scattered about in a pretty decent sized theater.
I've also put on shows there, and that's as many people as I could get to come there. Just me. So like, I just cannot wait for COVID indoor shows, because then I'm gonna be, that's all I could bring in anyway. We good money.
When this is all over, you're gonna sell everything out, right?
When this is all over, I don't know what I'm gonna sell out. I'm not selling out shit in LA. I gotta get out of town.
No, but I mean, when everybody is allowed to go back inside to see shows, like there's no way you're only drawing 10 people.
We'll see. What I really want. Oh, God damn! I think.
Tell me
I'm
what you want. What you really,
town.
Really want.
I want, you know, Air Bud's Holiday Party Part 2, bro.
Same.
I want another shot. I want another shot at that.
I want another shot.
You think they'll be back at New Year's? I'd come back for New Year's.
I don't think we've got a vaccine coming by New Year's.
Yeah, there's no chance.
Because, look, you know, I'm not going to name any names, but a lot of comics you know that wound up with COVID, getting very sick with it, got it in the room that we had our holiday party in.
What?
There was a wedding, and they had their kind of like after party there, and this was like early March. And then of the like 70 people that were in that, crammed in that room, like they all went on to kind of like spread it, and a lot of people got very sick.
Damn.
And it was in the same exact room that we had our holiday party in 3 months before.
What? Damn, that room is fire.
Very good room. It's a tight room.
The spacing is a little... You're not going to want to have a respiratory disease in there. Damn.
But, I mean, yeah.
Anyway, shit, I'll go back with a fucking bubble in on.
Oh, yeah, let's let everybody get in those, like, you know, like NBA halftime when you have, like, idiots get inside those big bubble balls and, like, wrestle each other?
Yeah, the dude who went downtown.
Yeah, let's just have a... Yeah. Oh, right. God, can't wait. Yeah.
No. Shit. Yo, LA is sick. Somebody went to the illegal... could you call it a parade? It was the illegal championship meetup that just happens where you just see the local TV footage. There's just a helicopter just watching, you know, people touch their own nipples with their shirt off in the middle of the street.
Yeah. Do you think that guy did the bubble thing as a bit and regretted it, or do you think he was really that genuinely concerned?
I think it was a little bit of both. Yeah. I think he was like, I'm going to get this bit off, and I'm going to go downtown, and I'm going to be safe. And he probably regretted it pretty fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should we talk about actual basketball topics?
I mean, probably, I think.
All right. Let's talk about more of the Doc Rivers-led 76ers and their recent hiring.
Where are you at?
Of Peter Dinwiddie as executive vice president of basketball. He hired him away. Front office guy from the Pacers. Generally regarded as a basketball savant. Bucks tried to hire him away as a GM back in 2018. That didn't happen. But now the Sixers got him. My number one takeaway is that he looks like a regular size Boban Marjanovic with a worse haircut.
Similar haircut, is a little worse. He does not never lived in LA, I'm guessing.
No, I don't know where this man came from. I don't know his actual like bona fides or like what makes him great, other than everyone seems to be like, this guy's really good.
This dude lied on all of his applications, fake credentials. He went to a made up technical school.
Now, what I do like about it is that it is kind of like a flashy hiring, given like the guy's reputation and the fact that he could have maybe run the Bucks as a GM, but whatever. The Sixers, as we've talked about before, they run a front office by committee. Elton Brand is the GM, but like it's very clear that there's like Scott O'Neill and a couple other people that are just like very like they have as much say in the decisions as Elton Brand does. Hiring this guy, even though I think he's technically under Elton Brand, makes it seem like, all right, this is the guy that is going to be the final say on basketball personnel. And taking that out of other execs' hands and taking it out of the ownership, or the governance, I guess we call it now, is very, that's good in my book. Now, this is a Sixer, so we'll see if that actually happens. They find a way to fuck everything up. Some people say they fucked up by not hiring Daryl Morey, who is suddenly available. I think the Sixers would have never hired Daryl Morey. As we know, Sam Hinkie was like Daniel Morey's, I'm sorry, Daryl Morey's mentee. Like Sam Hinkie came up under Daryl Morey, learned everything he could from him, got his philosophy from him, So I think for the Sixers to hire Daryl Morey would have been, in a way, a tacit admission of a mistake in firing Sam Hinkie, and we know that Sixers ownership would never admit to any kind of mistake.
Okay, so when Embiid gets shipped out for Harden, where are you mentally on a scale of 1 to 5,000?
So Scoop B reported the other day that the Rockets are actually interested in Embiid, and everybody was on the table but Harden. I think my reaction to that news was like, if the Sixers send off Embiid and Harden doesn't come back, I will go full on Joker. I will go fucking insane. Oh, I will fly back to Philly and Molotov cocktail the Wells Fargo Center. Like,
oh no.
If we give away Embiid and we don't get back at least Harden, honestly, Harden and more, Harden and picks, Harden and a couple other throw-in players. Harden dick picks, at least sent directly to me at airbudspodcast@gmail.com if you want to send those, James. But yeah, if they get rid of Embiid in general, I'm flipping out. If they get rid of Embiid to the Rockets and we don't get Harden back, I am done with that fucking team. I'm so fucking done with that team.
Who was I talking to who was trying to convince me they could get Simmons off and get Embiid back? I mean, and get Harden back and keep Embiid. I was like, you're nuts. Impossible.
I think Simmons's value is at an all-time low right now. And I know he's only going into his fourth year. He'll be fine, but like, he's got to have a fucking killer year to bounce back to get his trade value up to what it was a season ago. A season ago,
would you rather have Russ
than Ben? No, I love Russ.
Yeah,
with all my heart, I would rather have Ben right now, for sure.
Okay.
I just think we're looking 3 years into the future. I think Ben Simmons will be much better than Russ, and I don't think the Sixers are fucking winning a championship in the next three seasons. So we don't need Russ right now. I don't think Russ would put us over the top to beat any team in the East. The Celtics, the Heat, the Raptors. Yeah.
How do you fix it? There has to be a better way.
Honestly, I don't know. There's a part of me that's like, they just got to ride it. They just got to ride it back, like run it back this year. If you can move Horford, that would be great. Horford for
that's the one.
You're probably not going to get great picks for him, but if Horford for like a very good shooter and like an all around, like good, like 3-and-D guy, maybe in addition, like we could get like a world-class shooter and a guy who is a good defender and can hit open shots back for Horford, I would take that.
Allow me to introduce you to Troy Brown Jr. and Garrison Matthews.
You're going to need to fucking introduce me to Garrison Matthews for sure, because I ain't never heard of that fucking guy.
Hey, you dropped 30 on somebody.
On what, his dad when he was like 17? And that's the day his dad was like, life's over, my son beat me?
Look, man, just take some bullshit from us and give us Horford, please.
Honestly, I'll put Horford on an Amtrak down to D.C. tonight if you send us back whatever.
It's just easy for him.
Whatever the best crabs are down there. Send those back up on the next Amtrak.
Yeah.
We'll send Horford down that way.
Yeah, it's kind of... Yeah. Get you some crabs. Get you a couple half smokes. Get you some shooters t-shirts and a pair of Nike boots. And then also still Garrison Matthews, just take him. Just
someone's
got to
carry the crabs, yeah.
Dog, Garrison Matthews is going to get some. He's the world's next Steve Novak, bro. He's about to go Steve Novak on him.
I've heard of going supernova, but Steven Novak? Sorry. Sorry.
Try to tell you. Hey, have we ever talked about how AI said he got his leg ran over by a bus?
Wait.
when he was in middle school?
I vaguely, I don't know if we've talked about it, but I vaguely remember this story.
Jesus Christ. All the smoke, bro.
I need to get back up on all the
smoke. Like, all smoke from like 4 weeks ago. They had AI on. And it's like, it's funny because it starts and it's like a pretty, they're kind of like a little buttoned up about stuff. Like, it's like 10, I don't know, 15 minutes in. And I don't know what happens, but AI is just like, fuck it, man. I'm just going to start fucking talking. He's just going off random, cried a few times. Somewhere in the middle of him crying in a break, he revealed that in middle school, yeah, a bus driver ran over his whole shit.
Damn.
And I could totally believe it. I mean, come on. Southern Virginia in the like late 80s.
There's a kid that got ran over by a bus in my, that I guess I was in high school at the time. Maybe it was middle school. No, it was middle school. He was riding his bike and a bus was pulling out of like the bus lot and ran him over. And he was fine. He didn't get hurt, which I think makes it a little more palatable to think about how there wasn't a lot of sympathy for him. Everyone made fun of him for getting run over by a bus. I can proudly say I was not one of the ones to make fun of. I won't say his full name here. Max. I did not make fun of Max for getting run over by the bus. But to also in points against me, I didn't really know him. So I was never really around him to make fun of him. Who knows? I might have been weak and called him bus boy, which is what a lot of people called him.
Okay. Come on. You guys was doing too much, man. Bus boy's not fair, man.
Again, I never called him it. But I can't say for sure whether or not I would have, if I happened to be around him and there were people calling him busboy, I can't say for sure whether or not I would have given in to peer pressure and called him busboy.
Sure.
I probably wouldn't have stopped it. No. I mean, I'm a weak person, Jamel.
Yeah, sure.
Was he
fine?
Fine. Like, was he hot?
No. Was he physically okay?
He was like he was probably like a six. And then he was he was completely fine. Like he walked away like without any serious injuries.
God damn it.
But
yeah. Same with AI. Foot ran over, ended up fine, and this was the moment he realized he was the hood's favorite and the one.
See,
the
that's
Lord
the
chose.
Difference between AI and the kid I went to middle school with, Max. You either walk away from a bus accident, the most popular kid in school, or as busboy.
Busboy. Man, I wouldn't accept it. I'm like, I'm not standing for this. You guys are supposed to be treating me like one of them fucking mutants.
So, yeah, that's my feelings on the Sixers.
Okay.
I feel like they need excited. To run it back, but if they could run it back sans Al Horford, that'd be great. I'm fine with even giving Tobias another
lovely
chance. I think Tobias is potentially a good player. He's played very well under Doc Rivers in his time with the Clippers.
Well, you got it. Yeah, you got it.
He played
give
his way to that
chance,
fucking
man.
Contract that the Sixers gave him under Doc Rivers. The reason why they gave him that insane max contract is because they fell in love with him and what Doc Rivers got out of him. So yeah. Who knows? We'll see.
This is fair. I think Doc can do some stuff with Embiid, right? He's an old school thinking guy.
We've talked about it a little on the podcast, but I'll just rehash it now quickly. Sixers' biggest problem is clearly they have two superstars who can't get along, whose egos are, if not big, then just like weird and clash. And
sure.
Doc Rivers, his recent track record with the Clippers shows that he is not good when he has superstars that can't get along. So
an interesting chance to
Blake
atone.
Blake Griffin and CP3 couldn't make it work. Kawhi Leonard and Paul George apparently so fraught that he got fired because of it. His best kind of his best coaching season with the Clippers was the year before this when he had nobody. He had a bunch of scrappy underdog type role players, and he put together an impressive regular season and then an impressive playoff run. Not that, I mean, they not super impressive, so, but like right. they were competitive,
I guess.
And like, it was because of his coaching.
Yeah. And I, so what, I mean, how much of the fault belongs with the player? If Doc Rivers has proven he can coach when players want to be coached, is it on the coach to convince the player?
I mean, obviously, look, I don't know. I've never been a coach. I've never played sports at a high level.
Same.
But in my mind, a good coach, like, is a good manager of people as well. And a good manager figures out how to, like, motivate people that are hard to motivate, or how to, like, connect the people that are, like, shut off. And Ben Simmons in particular, I think, is someone who is, like, very much like, I don't want to be coached. I don't need to be coached. That's just kind of what his attitude comes off as. Is that fair, do you think?
That's definitely what it has seemed like to what we can see as the public. That is how
yeah.
the timeline looks.
I don't know. Who knows?
It is interesting. I feel like Blake didn't have a jumper when Doc got him.
Oh, but I don't know. I mean, Blake is a notorious, like, a gym rat, as we like to call them. He is a guy, like, he and Doc clashed because he wanted team practices, and Doc doesn't like doing team practices. And so Blake developed his jump shot with him alone in the gym with his shooting coach. Like, I don't think Doc Rivers had much to do with Blake. Fair. Blake was going to get better no matter what because he wants to get better.
Okay.
I think Ben Simmons maybe thinks he's already the best player in the league.
There's
I
no
think
way
he might think that. If he's not, I think he probably thinks, like, I'm the next LeBron. And you know what he could be if he fucking developed a goddamn fucking jump shot?
Oh, okay. All right. We're hitting some soft spots. We're hitting some sore. I never should have said
no,
the word
I do
jump
love
shot
Ben. I think he will get better. I think there's just no way he can't at some point want to develop a jump shot. Like, he has to. If not, he's a psycho. If not, he's a crazy person. If he turns like 28 and is like,
I can
keep going without shooting, then he's a crazy person.
It would be sweet to know that my jump shot was as good as Ben Simmons, though.
I'd pay to watch a free throw contest between you guys. Yeah.
That'd be sick. Like, I've hit one corner three.
Jamal, we haven't. I feel like there's not a ton to talk about with the Wizards right now. I feel like there just isn't a lot of news, except, as always, in every offseason in the history of the NBA, Lakers fans are trying to figure out how to get Bradley Beal onto their team. They have the Photoshop open. They're switching jerseys. I think Bradley Beal stays with the Wizards forever.
I think he's interested in staying forever. At least this is what he said. You can only
and
take a man
he's a
at
very
his word.
Christian man, so
things
he's not
change.
Lie.
Yeah. Seasons yeah. change, and so do we. But at least according to last week, and it's also sick that he was just on our old announcing duos podcast, which is crazy that two old dudes have a podcast. It's Steve Buckhance and Phil Chenier. And their show is called, like, Misadventures with Buck and Phil. The Tales of Celebrity Travel. Something like that. It's like a long-ass name.
The
it's
Tales
like clearly
of Celebrity
two old dudes
Travel?
Making a podcast.
Do they consider
it's
themselves
It's got a long name.
That's cute.
I think they think they're celebutants.
I think, do you think, okay, let me ask you a question. Davis Bertans, is he re-signing with the Wizards?
Well, that's the plan. And also, Brad also said that he's just like, yo, first thing we got to do is re-sign Davis.
Yeah.
And if we don't get Davis, then we're fucked. That's basically what he said on this podcast.
Bradley Beal, John Wall coming back, Davis Bertans just being like available to hit threes whenever. The only thing you guys are missing is like a kind of a versatile four or five to like Bradley Beal and John Wall can't be doing pick and roll with each other. There's got to be a guy, a big guy who can kind of come up, who can set a good block, roll to the rim, draw attention, you know, maybe like go up for a lob, but like really you just need a big guy who's athletic and quick, who can draw attention away from Beal and Bertans when John Wall runs the pick and roll, so that there's just open shooters everywhere.
Yeah, and it's, you know, I guess we're invested in Thomas Bryant, but he's not, you know. I always said Andre Drummond would be perfect. If we had Rui is like somewhere between a three and a four.
Yeah, it's hard to.
It's a really good interview. Brad was very candid about the roster. It was pretty good.
How's he feel about Rui?
Yeah. He was like, yeah, Rui does some good shit. Not sure if he's a three or a four yet. Could go either way. Has to work on the ball handling.
Yeah, that's pretty fed. What is Rui? 6'9"? 6'8"? I feel like if he can grow another inch or two, and he's young, he could still do it. And put on a ton of weight, he would be a fucking incredible four. Yeah.
Yeah, weight room and finishing at the rim. Probably just got to get to weight room because he's not very tentative.
Like he was very good at like getting 5 feet out and going up for like a little bloop shot, and like he always hit it short. So yeah, maybe that's it. He just needs to do a few more bench presses, and then he'll just he'll shoot the ball an extra like 2 inches and it'll go in.
Sure. And then said we never had a backup too since he's been there, which is sort of true, but I thought Jordan McRae was the backup too, but that was just kind of in the dark days. Once things got a little beyond reproach or whatever.
Beyond burger.
But once we went beyond burgers, we got to figure out something. Andre Drummond is the perfect fit. Comparable to that.
Like, I want to challenge that because it sounds fucking crazy to hear someone in 2020 say Andre Drummond is the perfect fit. But I can. I mean,
listen to me, man.
Andre Drummond
just snatching boards. This is one thing he's going to do. Yeah. He's going to get 20 boards. And if you got John Wall out there firing them up, you're going to need some extra possessions. Fuck it. If the mid-range ain't right, he's quick. He looks good. He's just happy
he's
to be
like
out of Detroit.
26,
you know?
Right?
And he's like, exactly, bro. He's like 28, maybe.
What Disney star was he dating?
He was dating Shorty from iCarly.
Yeah, I can't remember her name. I never watched iCarly, but I remember when I heard about him dating someone from iCarly, I was like, isn't he like 35? Like, that sounds gross. And then I like Googled it. I was like, oh, they're both like 22.
Yeah, he just watched iCarly and was like, hey,
it's
going
to be crazy to like be watching someone in your bedroom in college and then you get to date them.
Yeah, it is pretty nutty. You hear Savage 21 name dropping? Yeah, he said all my diamonds pissed on Andre Drummond. Like, didn't Andre Drummond pee on somebody? I don't know if he peed on
iCarly.
What's her face, but
non-Carly.
Yeah, look all up right, Andre Drummond P.
My search history is already fucked up.
Yeah, it's already
mostly
fucked
for
up, dude.
Fucking
get out of
this
here.
Podcast.
While you're looking that up, iCarly, non-Carly lady, also in an episode of SVU. As a young child actor.
I don't think this first one you know, I don't know if I can find this right now.
Maybe
I write peed,
piss.
I wrote pissed. This is gonna be deep in the Google results, and I don't think it's great podcasting to just
sure. Okay. We don't have to do that. But word is Andre peed on somebody. And we love him in D.C. But he's locked into the Cavs, I think. If he stays with the Cavs, he gets like $20 million. So it's impossible. I saw we're looking at a kid named Precious.
Oh. Yeah.
Like Precious Anchoa? Right. Anchoa?
His dad is based on the novel Push by Sapphire.
Yeah. His name on Instagram
really?
Is at Precious.
No way. That's
yeah. Yeah, he's just some young big. The draft,
yeah,
dude. The draft is in November,
about.
Huh?
Some real shit, basketball shit to talk about.
Fiery, Jamal. Man.
Jamal, I'm gonna wrap it up here. You know, we had some topics. I think we were thinking this is
yeah.
going to be a breeze of a podcast. We didn't have a ton to talk about. We had some stuff lined up that we didn't even get to because we wound up talking about a ton of basketball.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Yeah. So let's save this for a midweek episode.
Yeah, when you come back to the midweek episode, check out the Patreon. I think I fucked up your Vimeo download limits.
What do
something.
You mean?
Every time I try to put something new on Patreon... Whenever I try to put one of them Twitches up, there'll be like, you reached your weekly upload limit.
Oh, really?
Well,
maybe
I think
I
it's
need
just
to
cause
upgrade
I,
my Vimeo.
They're trying to play you out, but I think I can put it up tomorrow.
All right. Stay tuned. Go to patreon.com/airboatspod if you want to see a new DJ set by Jamal tomorrow, correct?
Or Tuesday. I don't know when the limit is. I always forget what day it was.
Some
real
know.
Bad promotion.
Speaking of the Patreon and the Slack, I've been posting a bunch of. This is a hobby. A long been a hobby of mine, has been editing videos of people dancing to different songs that I think are funny.
Yeah, the Martin ones are good.
Well, I think that's what I was going to say. The Martin, I just recently just kind of had inspiration that Martin Lawrence. Dances in everything he's ever done. Like, dances a lot. Dances in, like, every other episode of Martin, number one. Blue Streak opens up with him in full costume, like, doing a good old, like, 30-second dance by himself. Martin's my new muse. So I was going to pitch, if you need me to make some Martin visuals for specific songs for any of your DJ sets, let me know.
Oh, dude, I would love that.
Yeah.
Throw together a little Martin reel.
Yeah, I'll just do like 5 minutes of Martin dancing. And you could throw
yeah,
some
yeah.
music that matches behind it.
I'll put some
it.
Bops on it. Yeah, yeah. No problem.
Sweet. Stay tuned for that. Jamal, anything to plug before we go? Any new shows coming up?
No. That's it.
And
oh,
that's
wait.
It
no, no,
me.
No. That's
oh.
not true.
Ooh. Ooh.
No, no, no. Just stay tuned for NBA story time. I don't know when, but the ads are coming soon. NBA
right.
story time.
You're going to be hearing a ton about Jamal's new podcast coming up, NBA Story Time. We talked about it last episode. It's so fun. It's so fucking funny. I'm so excited for the world to hear it.
I love the world.
Yeah. Peter sent us a little promo video that the Blue Wire made for it. That was really fun.
Fun.
Yeah.
Fun.
Look, fun is fun. Can you disagree with that?
No.
Exactly. Love you guys. Bye.